Section, the problem. You've submitted a PR to PX4 Autopilot. CI builds pass. CITL tests pass. A reviewer asks, did you test this on real hardware? The standard answer is to open Q ground control, flash the firmware, open the MAV link console, type commands manually, and eyeball the results. That works, but it doesn't scale, it's not reproducible, and it's not something you can run from a CI pipeline or a shell script. I recently needed to verify that a timer register refactor, changing timer IO channels, dot timer channel from one indexed to zero indexed across 25 files, didn't break PWM output on an STM32H7 board. The reviewer specifically flagged the Cube Orange H7 based as the most broken target. CITL can't catch register level off by one errors. I needed real hardware, and I needed it scripted. This post walks through the entire process, downloading firmware from GitHub Actions, flashing over USB, and running in SH commands, all from the command line, all scriptable. Section, what you need. A PX4 compatible flight controller connected via USB. I'm using a Cube Orange. Docker, for building firmware, though we'll also show how to skip the build entirely. Python 3 with PyMav link and PySerial. PX4 uploader.py from the PX4 autopilot tree. Section, step 1, get the firmware. You have two options, build it yourself or download it from CI. Section, option A, download from GitHub Actions. Every PX4 pull request builds firmware for all supported boards. You can download the exact binary that CI produced. This is the safest approach. You're testing the exact same binary that CI built with the exact same toolchain. No works on my machine ambiguity. Section, option B, build in Docker. If you need to build from source, e.g., testing local changes, use PX4's Docker image. Watch out for nutxk config paths. If you've previously built locally, the apps/k config files may have your host's absolute paths baked in, /home/user/px4autopilot/. Inside Docker, the repo is mounted at /src, so these paths won't resolve. Fix them. Section, step 2, flash over USB. Flash using px4 uploader.py. Note the 4, it's px4 uploader.py, not pxuploader.py. Section, flashing from Docker. If you want to keep everything containerized, pass the device into the container. Section, step 3, run nsh commands via mavlink shell. This is where it gets interesting. PX4 exposes an nsh shell over mavlink's serial control message. Qground control uses this for its built-in console. We can do the same thing programmatically. Section, why not just open the serial port directly? The USB port on most PX4 boards runs mavlink, not a raw serial console. If you cat dev/ttycm0, you'll see binary garbage. That's mavlink packets. The NSH shell is tunneled inside the mavlink stream via serial control messages with device type serial control dev shell. Section, the script. Device type 10 is serial control dev shell, the mavlink NSH tunnel. Flag 6 is serial control flag respond serial control flag exclusive, tells PX4 to send output back and give us exclusive access. 70 byte chunks. The serial control message has a fixed 70 byte data field. Longer commands need to be split. Polling for output, PX4 sends responses as separate serial control messages. We poll until we stop receiving. Section, initializing the shell. The first call should be an empty command to wake up the shell. Section, step 4, verify your changes. Now you can run any PX4 command and inspect the output programmatically. For my timer refactor PR, the key validation was 1. PWM out starts without errors, no OOB array access from wrong timer channel values. 2. All channels report correct min/max values, correct CC or register addressing. 3. Timer to channel mapping is correct, channels 4, 5 on timer 1. All passed on the Cube Orange, the same H7 board the reviewer flagged as potentially broken. Section, putting it all together, Docker end-to-end. Here's the complete flow in a single Docker command. Connect, run commands, print results. No GUI, no manual steps. Fully reproducible. Section, tips and gotchas. Section, the USB port speaks Mavlink, not serial. Don't try to open dev/ttycm0 with PicoCom or screen expecting a shell. You'll get binary garbage. Use the mav link shell tunnel described above. Section px4uploader.py versus px-uploader.py. The script is called px4uploader.py with a 4. Tab completion will happily offer you px-make-fw.py, px_process_airframes.py, and other scripts that are not what you want. Section, SIDL can't catch register level bugs. SIDL simulates the flight controller logic, but not the hardware registers. If your change affects timer channel indexing, DMA base addresses, or CC or register offsets, it will pass SIDL and fail on hardware. There's no substitute for a real board. Section, NutXK config host path contamination. If you've ever run make locally, outside Docker, NutX generates kconfig files with your host's absolute paths baked in. These break when you later try to build in Docker where the repo is mounted at /src. The fix is to set the paths or regenerate with make kconfig.sh. Section, downloading CI artifacts requires gh-auth. The gh-api commands for downloading artifacts require you to be authenticated with the GitHub CLI. Run gh-auth login once if you haven't already. Section, what this enables. This approach isn't just for one-off verification. Once you have scripted hardware access, you can run hardware regression tests in CI if you have boards connected to runners. Compare behavior across firmware versions by flashing different builds and diffing the output. Automate parameter sweeps, set a parameter, read a sensor, repeat. Build a hardware test matrix, flash the same firmware to multiple boards, and compare results. The MavLink Serial Control Protocol gives you full NSH access. Anything you can do in QGround Control's MavLink console, you can do in a script. Section, references. MavLink Serial Control Message. PX4 MavLink Shell. PX4 Firmware Upload. PR number 26845. IO Timer 0 Indexed Refactor. The PR that motivated this workflow.